feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you Christmas contraband.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 720 WGN. We are always live on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here in the Allstate Studio overlooking Michigan Avenue, and we're going to keep you company till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich comes in at 5 with the opening bell, and then the great, the one, the only Steve Cochran at 6. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Jot it down. Keep it in line. You can text us during the show. Call us anytime you want. 312-981-7200. Follow us on Twitter, at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, and we have, I don't know how close we are. We're getting closer and closer to 12,000 fans. I think we could probably hit it this week. So get in there and like us right now, and we'll hit 12,000 fans on our Facebook page. And the Facebook page is great. It's interactive. It's constantly happening. It's live, and you can see all kinds of really cool stuff. Whatever we're talking about on the show is happening on the Facebook page. You can leave your comments there, too. So it's facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. So like us, let's hit that 12,000 mark. We're getting real close. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. It's Wild Card Wednesday, man. Yeah. So we'll just have Dan. Wild Card Wednesday is just people just texting in songs that they want to hear.
Text a random song in.
Random song, Wild Card Wednesday, and that song will be played for whatever bumps that we have coming up later in the show. We'll start that a little bit later on in the show. But we have Wild Card Wednesday, man. Get your requests in here. 312-981-7200. All right. Coming up after 2:30, after 2:30 news, Sarah Moshman is going to join me. She is a director and a producer, documentary filmmaker, has put together a movie called The Empowerment Project, Ordinary Women Doing Extraordinary Things. We talked to her about a year and a half ago about this project, which she was screening at the Davis Theater at the time. Well, now, if you didn't get a chance to see it then, you get a chance to see it tomorrow on WTTW Channel 11 at 10 p.m., and we'll tell you all about this really great documentary about these really extraordinary women, and Sarah's going to join us to talk about that and more, and that's coming up after 2:30 right here on WGN. We are going to talk about cult movies tonight, and we have, I have a list of 30 of the craziest cult movies of all time, and we'll get into some of those and have a lot of fun with that coming up a little bit later on. Let me officially say hello to Dan Shagrew, my great producer. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you, sir?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Not bad. I'm really concerned about the Blackhawks. Really, really concerned about the Blackhawks. Because it's getting ridiculous now. I mean, it really is. So I turned the damn game off last night.
What do you think it is? If you had to list one or two things.
There's a couple of things, I think. First of all, there's a couple of injuries that are hurting the Hawks right now. Not as many as there was before, but there are a couple of injuries. The fact that Crawford's out is a big thing, I think. A lot of people don't think so, but I do. I think it's a big thing. Kruger being gone is a big thing, too. But the main thing to me is adding all these new guys, and some of them were great acquisitions, no question about it. And I would never question Stan Bowman, ever. But they added so many new guys that I don't think the team has had a time to gel. The lines are inconsistent. Q is having to switch up the line so frequently now because they're losing, and he's trying new things out because there's a new dynamic on the team and a bunch of new guys. I don't think the rhythm. I don't think they're meshed. I really don't. And they also look very tired. They look very tired. So I think that's part of it.
So is there a little like silver lining of hope in that?
If
they can figure out. I mean,
did we
kind of run into this problem last year when we brought in Desjardins and I forget the dude's name, but he's in Arizona now.
Yeah.
And the guy who retired, that guy, none of those pickups initially were like,
here's the thing. This is the most that they've done before the trade deadline that I can recall in years. Do you know what I mean? The most moves that they've made, the most acquisitions that they've made right before the deadline in years. So I think that there's a little bit more going on this year than last year. They also have never won back-to-back cups, and there is there's something to be said about that. Now, granted, they'll turn it on in the playoffs. There's no question about it. They're a great team in the postseason. And they have come back from their back up against the wall. I mean, I don't know how many seven-game series they've played in the playoffs, and when they seem to be down, they're not, and they come back. I just don't want that. I would rather, like, and it's just disappointing to see the way they're playing. And you know, I mean, they got such amazing players on their team and, you know, the best coach in hockey and, I mean, the best behind-the-scenes guys in hockey, the best management. There's no question about it, but they're not gelling on. They look very, very tired. They're making boneheaded mistakes. Their power play is terrible. The power play is terrible. Special teams are terrible.
But wasn't there that stat a couple of weeks ago that their 5-on-5 scoring is just putrid? Like,
yeah.
They just can't when it's not a power play. They just can't go. I mean, was the Kane Anisimov and
Panarin
line just carrying them through some bad hockey, and now it's just getting exposed if those guys have slowed down?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But you know, you got to score on the power play, and I think the stat was that they were 0-for in power plays. They were 0-for-17. You can't. You know what I mean? You can't win, and their PK is bad too. So if you can't score on the power play and you can't kill a penalty, those are two really, really, really important things to have in a hockey game. So they play Saturday. They're playing Calgary Saturday. It's a late game. I don't know what that means. That gives them a little more time to rest, I guess. So anyway, very disappointing if you're a Hawks fan. And we've got the unfortunate Express again to play later, which we will. So anyway, all I got to say is this. Thank God about one-third of the way through the second period, the People versus O.J. Simpson started. So I was able to switch the channel and watch something magnificent. Let me go to the newsroom and say hi to Vic Vaughn. How are you, Vic?
Hey, good morning, Nick.
All right, man. I saw you post on your Facebook page. You were looking for a little advice. Now that you got this third shift, now that you're on my show, you were reaching out to people saying, how in the hell am I going to sleep?
I'm entering the realm of zombie land at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
Insomnia, man.
Yeah.
Like legit insomnia. Cannot sleep.
It's not. Now, Esmeralda, let's say hello to the lovely Esmeralda Leon. Hello, Esmeralda.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Okay. You have any advice for, now you are like, you have, your bedroom is like a cave, right? Like
it
darkness,
is.
Boom, blank, blang, boom, dark.
Right. I'm very lucky in that. My window faces into essentially the alley.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty dark.
Okay.
And it's facing west.
Do you wear the shades on your eyes?
No, I have blackout. I have a blackout shade. So I only have one window, so I have a blackout curtain.
Okay.
See, I tried the shades on what do you call them that you put over your eyes? I tried that yesterday. Yeah. No luck.
Yeah, I don't think I can deal with that. I just darken the room as much as possible.
I put it. I you know, if you guys ever seen Slapshot, speaking of hockey.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Do you know the scene where Paul Newman is trying to get some sleep, but the phone keeps ringing?
Yeah.
All right. And do you know what he does when he lays down? He lays on his bed. He puts a T-shirt over his eyes.
You don't do that.
I do that. I sleep like Reggie Dunlop.
Doesn't it mess with the breathing of your nose though?
No, it doesn't cover my nose. It just covers my eyes.
Right.
And so that's what I do. I wear a T-shirt, not on my head. But, like, if you watch Slapshot, Reggie Dunlap puts that shirt, like, stretches a T-shirt over his eyes.
I can't do the nose, the anything on my eye. My nose has been broken twice, and I've even had surgery on it, and I cannot do anything on my,
let me,
on my
let me ask
eyes,
because
even just the slightest pressure, I can't
breathe. Wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
What are you, a tough guy? What are you, your nose has been busted twice? What are you? You know I'm screening Raging Bull in a couple of weeks. Is that, like,
he
a documentary?
Fell on it.
What happened? How'd you bust your nose twice?
I've been around, you know?
Don't ask any questions, tough guy. All right. Well, I have been a night owl my whole life, and I actually sleep better in the day. I really do, and I kind of always have. But it did take getting used to, because I didn't start being a real night owl until I started working third shift at the Jewels years ago. I worked from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. It was weird because I worked 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. three nights a week, and then I would work on Sundays all day. So it was really screwy. And so it took me a long time to get some sort of thing down. But I've always had trouble sleeping, whether it's in the day or the night. But I sleep better during the day. So I don't know. Now, Dan, what about you? Do you have any advice? Now, here's the other thing. Vic, do you live alone?
No. I have a female companion.
Okay. Well, that's a problem. That's a problem right there.
Oh,
No. I'm not saying your relationship is a problem. I'm saying it's easier to make your own sleep schedule when you live alone.
Right.
And I live alone. Esmeralda lives alone.
Mm-hmm.
Dan's got a kid and a wife. Dan, any suggestions for Vic?
Thankfully, they're not around, though,
yeah.
when I'm sleeping. Yeah. I don't know, man. You just learn. There's no.
It's only been a week, man.
Yeah, it's, you know.
I've been getting a lot of advice, and I just figure nothing's worked yet, and I just figure eventually. I'm in protest mode now. I'm not even going to try to sleep until I just fall flat on my face like Garfield the cat.
Yeah.
I'm just
going to,
boom, nap time.
You know what? Have a lot of lasagna.
Yeah. That would do it. Carb coma. Are you doing one long sleep or are you doing a longish sleep and then a short nap?
There's no plan at all. I just try to sleep and I cannot fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring in the owl.
I've been getting...
You're going to bring the owl in? The ostrich, or whatever the hell it's called?
What's that?
We'll tell you about it.
I'll shoot you a link.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll show you what it is. Yeah, he'll show you what
it is. I'll try anything at this point.
Let me say this, though, Vic, just in realistic terms here. Mm-hmm. When you first started, you started the day after daylight saving time began.
Yep,
and that screws up everybody. It doesn't matter when you sleep, what time you sleep, or what hours you work. It screws everybody up. I know it sounds weird, but that 1 hour that we lose really screws stuff up.
True.
So that was your first day here. That was your first day. All right. And then you went on vacation, and you went to a different time zone for a while.
True.
Okay. And then you just got back.
I slept really well in Florida, but it was nighttime. So now I'm back.
Well, so
that's a good question. What do you guys do? So you work Monday through Friday, and then what do you do on the weekends? Do you stick with the nocturnal, you know, or do you sleep during the night, or what do you...
It's kind of mixed up for me. I don't know. I can't speak, I'm assuming that Dan and Esmeralda do regular things. I, again, am solo, but on Saturdays, I usually go to bed. I'm usually asleep when I'm on the air Monday through Friday mornings. I'm usually asleep on Friday nights and Saturday nights at that time.
Okay,
but I do get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning or six in the morning. Like I'll fall asleep around midnight or one. I'll wake up at five, and then that post work buzz that I have when I get home, where I watch Johnny Carson and I'm up. I do that on Saturday mornings.
Okay,
so
that happens to me too. I fall asleep really early.
Yep.
On Fridays or Saturdays.
Yeah.
Or I will stay up until 4 a.m. It's
very weird.
Random.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I really do think that you picked... It was just the circumstances have been strange with the time change and with your trip and all that stuff. It'll even out, man. It might be rough, but it'll even out.
It was a perfect storm.
I'll say this, too. I'm still having trouble. Like, there was a good time where I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sleeping a good 8 hours. And now I'm waking up. I'll go to bed at 6:30, and I wake up at noon.
Mm.
Out of nowhere.
I feel like we need to
so
get
it's
a
just
couch
everywhere.
And just lay down on the couch.
We
can all take a turn on the couch and discuss this.
What I'm saying here is that I think everybody who's listening right now who works third shift, this is a struggle forever.
Yeah.
So, Vic, I'm sorry. This is just part of what it's... I mean, it's never going to be completely normal. It just won't. Because, you know, most people who work 9 to 5, they're in bed by 10, 11 p.m. They get up at maybe 6. Mm. And they do that every night. They do that every day.
Yeah.
It's just a different world here, man. But welcome.
We're getting a few text suggestions, too. Awesome. So
okay. All right. Throughout the night, we'll do that. We'll get some for you. Okay, Vic? Don't fall asleep. Wake up, Vic! All right, that's Vic Vaughn. He's having trouble sleeping, but he's a part of our show, and it's awesome. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. We've got some texts coming in for Vic, and also I wanted to mention Slurpee-flavored donuts. I just saw the face that Esmeralda made. We'll talk about it in a minute when we come back. Oh, yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up in just a few minutes after the 2:30 news, Sarah Moshman is going to join us. She's the director of a new documentary called The Empowerment Project, Ordinary Women Doing Extraordinary Things. You can see it on Channel 11 WTTW tomorrow night, Thursday at 10 p.m. We'll get all the info on that when we talk with Sarah. And we were just talking with Vic about him not being able to sleep, and we're getting some texts coming in. A little bit later on, we'll read some of those. But Esmeralda, you made a face when I said a Slurpee-flavored donuts.
Well, what does that even mean? Because Slurpees are flavors of things.
Yeah.
Slurpee isn't a flavor.
Well, here's what they've got. Now here it's the 50th anniversary of the Slurpee. The Slurpee debuted in 1966, so it's the 50th anniversary of the Slurpee. So 7-Eleven nationwide has been doing some pretty crazy stunts to celebrate that and campaigns, including, get this, you're going to love this, Esmeralda. I don't know if you saw any of this footage. Dan, did you see any of the pictures or the footage of this stuff?
I did, yes.
It's unbelievable. 7-Eleven had a bring-your-own Slurpee cup day where customers were allowed to fill up anything that could hold a Slurpee, with the exception of trash cans or inflatable swimming pools, for only $1.50. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of this. Esmeralda, did you see any of the...
I have, yeah.
Fish tanks. People were bringing in fish tanks and stuff to fill up just for $1.50.
Such a waste of Slurpee.
It is. I mean, because it's going to melt, and it's going to get all liquidy-y. So,
and then that's just sugar. It's sugar water you're drinking.
That's it. Well, here's what it says. When junk food fans thought donuts couldn't get any better, 7-Eleven has gone and raised the bar. The 7-Eleven store chain combined a cherry cake donut with their iconic Slurpee to create the Wild Cherry Slurpee Donut. The sugary sweet treat has wild cherry flavored icing, and it's topped with small sugar crystal sprinkles to give it an ice-like crunch. The donut is part of a series of promotions to celebrate Slurpee's 50th anniversary. Wild Cherry Slurpee Donuts are available for a limited time with the low price of 99 cents each. And you can also get a medium Slurpee with the new donut for only $1 more.
Because that's what you need with your donut.
Yeah.
A sugary Slurpee.
So for $1.99, you can become diabetic.
Pretty much.
Dan, does that sound enticing at all? Do you like Slurpees, Dan?
I don't mind them. I kind of does. Now I really want a donut. just a donut. I don't need the Slurpee.
Any kind of donut, just a donut. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not a big. I mean, the Slurpees are fine. You know, I when I was a kid, I liked them a lot more than I do now. I don't think I've had. I had an icy a couple of years ago at the River East Theater. That was the last time I had.
Was it really warm? Did the air conditioning break? What the hell are you buying an icy for?
I don't know. I just had a taste for it. I looked up. I saw the little polar bear with the smile on his face holding the little icy ice.
And that's what I grew up with, because we didn't get a 7-Eleven until I think I was in high school in Joliet.
Come on.
Yeah, there was not. It was White Hen Pantry.
You guys didn't have 7-Elevens in J-Town?
No.
Wow.
So I never really saw Slurpees. It was always an Icy with the polar bear.
Yeah.
It was either red.
Slurpees are better than Icy's.
Cherry or Coke.
They're good. Slurpees are better than Icy's, I got to say.
Well, there's more flavors.
I had the Icy the last time I had a Slurpee-like product. I had the Icy a couple of years ago at the River East Theater, and I don't know why. I just was like, I'm going to get an Icy. It was the blue one. I don't even know what the blue one is supposed to be.
Raspberry?
I don't even know.
It might just be blue.
Might be blueberry.
Oh, no. It might just be blue.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's sugar and it's blue. That's all. So, anyway. Anyway, if you want your Slurpee donuts, they're available. They're only 99 cents for a limited time. And get yourself a medium Slurpee for a dollar more.
See, when you say cherry donut, I imagine that cherry icing. I imagine Dairy Queen ice cream. What are those? Those ice cream?
Blizzards.
No. The kind that they coat. They dip it in the...
Yeah, it's dipped. It's dipped.
No,
if you get a cone, it's dipped.
But the one's on a stick.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they have a name.
Well, think about it, because we have to break for the news. So think about it. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not a big...
Dilly bar.
Okay, there you go. Dilly bar.
But that ice, that whatever you dip it in, so good. Nice cherry.
Yeah, dilly bar. Okay. All right. We're going to break. And we'll come back. We got the news. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. That's me. I'm your overnight dude. Dan Chigrou, Vic Vaughn, Esmeralda Leon here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Wild Card Wednesday is where you text in your choice of a song. Any song you want, it's Wild Card Wednesday. Go for it, and we'll play those your choice coming back from commercials. And it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, talk and text with your choices. That was Dwayne from Elwood who requested, that was Kate Miller Heidke for Wild Card Wednesday. She's an Australian artist who was on with Steve and Johnny a few times, and that song was called Space They Cannot Touch. And now, Dan, were you producing the
yes.
show when she was on?
Yeah, that was part of our time together.
Yeah. And was she in studio and stuff?
No, she always joined us via phone, but she, you know, it's just she's an interesting woman. She's very quirky and understated and very funny and just had a really interesting thing. Her and her husband just like did traveling road shows for a long time and then got heard by somebody and they released the CD in America and Steve and Johnny got their hands on it.
Yeah. All right. Steve and Johnny, always good for finding great talent. So that was Kate Miller Heidke on Wild Card Wednesday, man.
I thought it was Ellie Goulding again.
Yeah, we were talking about that, yeah.
You thought it was Ellie Goulding?
Yeah, similar. I was like, oh, again?
Really?
Yeah, she right? sounded, she had that.
I mean, similar style, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Ellie Goulding sounded, that sounded like a regular song with real instruments to me. Whereas that Ellie Goulding thing sounded like boopy doopy boop.
Well, no, not the voice.
Oh, the voice. Okay. All right. I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah. So we're going to get to cult movies here. What are great cult movies? I've got a bunch of choices here, and we've got this really kind of a fun list that Esmeralda, you saw online as well. It was so weird because we were both – what's really strange is Esmeralda is in the room a little bit – well, kind of next to my studio. She used to be all the way down on the other end, but now she's closer to the studio. So on Friday, she only has to spin on her head for about 5 feet. But anyway, you and I were both looking at this around the same time, and you actually messaged it to me.
Yes.
But I was actually just looking at it when you sent it to me, which was really strange. And it was cult movies, 30 cult movies that everybody must see. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But earlier, you know, we were talking with Vic, Vic Vaughn, who does the news now on our show. And Vic is new to the world of Third Shift overnight stuff.
Yep, haven't done a night shift like this since I was probably 18.
Since you were 18. Mm-hmm. So it's been a while. And you're having a little trouble sleeping. Which
it's starting to get concerning because we're going like on 9 days now.
Yeah, but as I did mention before, you did start. Your first day was the day after the stupid clocks went forward. Okay, which I hate daylight saving time. I hate it.
You said that correctly. A lot of people say daylight savings time.
No, it's saving.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. No, thank you. I appreciate you noticing. I do, but it's daylight saving time, and you know. I don't like it when it's like 6:00 p.m. and it's light out. I like it. You know, my favorite time of year is when it's 4:30 in the afternoon and it's pitch black out. That's absolutely my favorite time of year. The shorter the day, the happier I am.
So not only did I enter this third
That's
world
what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, it's also light out
it's
now.
It's the worst timing possible for you to shift over
storm.
To the third.
That's what I said.
Yeah, and then you go to Florida, you come back, that's a different time zone, all that stuff. So we did get a few suggestions, and some of them are consistent here.
Okay.
About how Vic can get some sleep.
Bring it on.
Now, 630 area code says earplugs. They work wonders.
I've been told that, and I haven't been proactive to go to the store and get them. I will do that. I need to do that.
Esmeralda, have you ever tried earplugs?
Not for sleeping. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
What are you trying them for?
For like concerts.
Concerts.
Yeah. Oh, for concerts and stuff. So, oh, yeah, because you're young. You still go to those things. You still go to concerts. I'm at home turning the volume up on my TV going, what?
I'm walking around the tarmac by the airport.
Yeah,
just when I just wanted to know.
That's my other job.
I put earplugs in when I go to Navy Pier. Dan, you ever tried the earplug route?
Nah, I can't. I can't do anything in my ear.
Yeah, I'm not good with that either. I tried it, and I'm not good with it. Here's why. I don't want. I know this is going to sound weird, but if I put like earplugs in, I don't want like to even remotely hear my own heartbeat because it kind of freaks me out.
That's hilarious.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Because you can. You can hear your heartbeat, you know, even the slightest. I find that more distracting than hearing the buses outside my front door.
Well, it's also a thing, well, like you said, the whole heartbeat thing, but that's total silence.
Yeah.
Like, I need some kind
Well, and the other concern is, Vic, the other concern about earplugs is, you see, again, you can get around this because you live with someone. I live alone, and if I were going to do earplugs, maybe I wouldn't hear my alarm.
Right,
that's which is a concern, because you do want to be able to get up.
And I also have a confession.
Yeah.
This may add something to the conversation. I have this fear that, okay, this goes back to the things you put on your eyes too, and now with the earphones, or what do you call them,
the earplugs.
I have a fear that someone's going to sneak up on me.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
It just bothers me. Like, I tried the eye covers today, and I found myself picking them up and looking
to see if anybody was in the room.
Yeah, at the slightest noise.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. I'm as paranoid as they come, Vic. You're talking to Captain Paranoia here. I have a major home invasion phobia.
Yeah.
Because when I was like five years old, I actually saw somebody trying to break into my house.
I remember hearing that.
And so I just freak out at the slightest idea that someone might be trying to break in.
Yeah.
Maybe that is subconsciously another reason why I don't like the earplugs. I never really thought of that, but it has something to do with any kind of, everything that in my life has to do with anxiety disorders, I think. Or some sort of disorder. 773 area code again says earplugs in a very, very dark room works well. So 708 area code says that you need to try to sleep at the same time as much as possible.
Consistency, yes.
Yeah.
I have heard that, yeah.
That has not ever occurred in my life.
Well, yeah. And it certainly hasn't occurred in mine over the last 9 days.
Right.
But I do need to create a pattern.
If you try, you know what I mean? If you do.
Right, right.
You know what's a problem, too, is that because you get out pretty late early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Yeah, 8.
And
daylight. We're done at 5.
Yeah, I'm here till 8:30.
You're here till 8:30.
So, there's a lot of daylight. So when you're leaving, it's probably pretty bright out. And then you get home and you're going to try to go to sleep in the dark.
Boy, that's
your body's like, no, I'm awake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So I think you should maybe wear like sunglasses or something when you go out.
That's a good idea.
To get home.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad
idea.
And
you'll look damn cool.
Yes. There's that too.
So it says try to sleep at the same time. Also, 708 says use earplugs. Those people awake during the day make a lot of noise inside and outside. I've been a third shifter since 1989.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
All right. So those are just a few. If we get any more, we'll let you know.
Thanks, guys.
Vic. But people are concerned that you want to get your proper rest.
I appreciate it.
You know what's happening?
Go ahead.
What were you going to say? I
was going to say, how are you not just passing out?
I don't know. That's what I'm like praying
like
for.
9 days.
Yesterday, I was awake at midnight, came into work at 1 a.m., was here till 8:30. I left. I'm moving right now from Albany Park to
The Loop. Wait. Hold on a second.
Yeah, that's another
Wait
thing.
A minute, man.
Oh,
you didn't tell
wait
us
till
that.
You, wait till you hear what I did. Yesterday, I left here 8:30 a.m. I got out of the Tribune Tower. I went straight to moving, and I moved boxes because we decided to save a couple grand and move ourselves. I moved boxes until 4:30 p.m.
Oh, dude.
And then tried to go to bed at 6.
No.
And I didn't fall asleep, I don't think, until 9 p.m.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. You not telling us that you're moving, that's huge, Vic.
Stress.
That's huge.
That's what it is.
Let me explain something to you
probably
right
stress.
Now. There are the three most stressful things that people can go through. And this is absolutely true. According to some psychologist's poll or
a study,
the three most stressful things that anybody can go through are death, divorce.
That's pretty stressful.
And moving.
Death, divorce, and moving.
Yeah. Those are the three. You got to deal with something, death in the family,
yeah.
Or a divorce, or moving.
So that's,
yeah.
I failed to mention that.
That's huge, man. That's really, really huge.
Well, we'll be moved in. This is the good news. We'll be done and in the new place, downtown in the Loop, by this Friday.
Okay.
So hopefully by Monday I'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Well, I don't know if by Monday you will, but you'll certainly...
Thanks.
Boy, that's a huge... No, that's a big deal, Vic. Moving is insane, man.
It is.
It's absolutely... No wonder you're not getting any rest.
I'll also be painting starting today.
See? Come on, man. What are you telling me?
I'm glutton, right?
Good Lord. Wow.
Got to do it.
Yeah. I had to do all three of those things at once.
Divorce, death,
yep,
and move?
All three of them at once. I'm not kidding. In March of 2011.
Oh, you're serious.
I'm not kidding, man. Left from Albany Park, by the way, oddly enough.
Wow.
Moved from Albany Park to where I live now, which is in Old Irving Park. Didn't have as far to go as you. Had to move. Didn't hire movers. Had to move, deal with a divorce, and my cousin passed away, who was only 49. Mm. And that all happened within 2 weeks.
That's rough. Now, let me ask you.
And I didn't sleep. Okay. At that time, I was drinking heavily, too.
I was going to ask you, how was your sleeping during
No, it wasn't really a lot. I was passing out a lot, which is, what I did a lot. I mean, I've been sober now for over 9 months.
Right.
And
congratulations.
Thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you. But I drank a lot and that put me to sleep.
Right.
But it's not restful sleep. It's very people who think, oh, yeah, I have a few cocktails and then I'll go to sleep. You're not really sleeping. It's not restful sleep.
Mm hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's worse. If you think, oh, you know what, I'll have a few pops before I go to bed. I used to think that. It's just not, that's not the correct way because you are not getting proper rest if you do that.
Right.
At all. And you shouldn't, drink to excess anyway.
Right.
I learned that the hard way. All right. So, hang on a second. We got a couple of phone calls coming in, Vic, for some help for you. But the whole moving thing was a big wrinkle, my friend. That's a huge detail that you left out.
Probably should have mentioned that.
Yeah, I think so. All right, we got to take a break and we'll come back.
Going down that long, lonesome highway. Gonna live life my way. Yes, I'm going down that long, lonesome highway. Gonna live life my way.
Yeah! Wildcard Wednesday continues. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Wildcard Wednesday. You choose the songs, any songs you want, and it'll be played for a bump. Steve requested Michael Parks' Long Lonesome Highway, and we're back here 312-981-7200. In a little bit, we are going to be talking about 30 cult movies that absolutely everybody must see, crazy, weird cult movies, and we want to get into that. But Vic Vaughn is a new addition to the show here, and we have some people who have been sending a little bit of advice and about trying to get some sleep. Vic forgot to mention, however, that he's in the middle of moving.
Minor, yeah.
someone texted in and said that their doctor recommended taking melatonin 20 minutes before going to bed.
I bought a bottle of melatonin. I think Esmeralda told me. Was it you that? Yeah, she suggested.
Yeah.
I bought a bottle. I didn't take it last night, but I'll try
you gotta
that.
You got to keep taking it. It's not an immediate thing.
Oh, okay.
That's what my doctor said.
So it's like a pill a day.
Like a 10 milligram
right.
pills.
Yeah. It's
supposed to keep you asleep. It's not a thing that it makes you drowsy.
Better than vodka, then.
Yes, much better than vodka. Okay. Trust me. 630 area code says, with melatonin, start with a low dose.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm taking, well, when I do take, I take 5, I think.
Okay.
5 milligrams?
Yeah, that's what my doctor suggested.
Okay. All right. So start with a low dose at first, Vic.
Break him in half. Okay.
219 area code says, try taking a couple of Tylenol PM before bed. That works for me. This person says.
Mm.
Although
yeah,
that's a bit iffy.
It's got acetaminophen in it, though. Or, yeah. Did I say that correctly? Yeah.
That's iffy because it's...
Probably works in a pinch.
It's not just for sleeping.
It's like NyQuil. You don't want to take it every night.
No. No. As Dennis Leary said, NyQuil is the 13th step in...
yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not an alcoholic. I've got a cold.
It's a gateway drug.
That's what Dennis Leary does this great bit about his thing. It's like, no, I'm not an alcoholic. I've got a cold. It's the 13th step. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, it's great. I haven't had the sniffles in a long time. My teeth are green, but that's all right. Steve says, try the Sleep With Me podcast. Look it up on iTunes. That guy will put you to sleep.
Okay. So I'm going to write that down.
And here's what it says. The Sleep With Me podcast, a lulling, droning, boring bedtime story to distract your racing mind.
Are you kidding?
No, it's a real thing.
Sleep With Me.
Sleep With Me. Look it up on iTunes. Okay. It is a lulling, droning, boring bedtime story to distract your racing mind.
I've got a confession. Last night I tried Deepak Chopra. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, I tried that. I think I did actually fall asleep to
yeah.
a YouTube video of Deepak Chopra.
This will help you then, maybe. It's the Sleep With Me podcast.
Okay, I'll try it.
Yeah, okay. Now, see, I'm weird when it comes to sleep, and even if I had regular sleeping hours, because it takes me, and this is consistent, it takes me at least 90 minutes to fall asleep from the time I get into bed and close my eyes.
Wow.
Every single night.
See, that's above average. Now, I'm dealing with that now, but that's above average, I would think.
Yeah, it's a little absurd, but I've been dealing that with most of my life.
Okay.
At least 90 minutes to fall asleep.
What
I will lay there and toss. I just lay there because my mind is racing all the time.
Oh.
I start thinking about stuff constantly, like what I have to do. Did I pay this bill? Should I do this? What's this all about? Mm. What's going on? You know, like who's the guest on the show? I have to finish reading this book. You know, all this, you know, all the stuff. And it constantly races through my mind. I can't shut my mind down.
You should write it down. Have you ever thought to do that?
Yeah, I've had journals by the side of the bed, and I just get lazy about it. You know?
So just let it race in your head, right?
It's in my head, and then I'll fall asleep, and then I never sleep more than 3 hours at a stretch. I'll wake up, I'll be up for another 45 minutes or an hour, and then I'll go back to sleep. I don't know the last time I actually slept for more than... I can't even remember the last time I slept for more than maybe 4.5 hours at a time without waking up at least once or twice. So that's just my weird world. So that doesn't apply. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good.
Love the show. I usually sleep with a fan on because I work night shift. So I sleep during the day. And then my wife, in the past, she put aluminum foil on the windows to make it dark. And the other thing I forgot to mention was... It's not Haloform, but it works really well. It's ZQL. It's made by NyQuil.
ZQL. Yeah, no, that's an actual.
It does work. Believe me, you take a shot of that within half hour, maybe 35 minutes. I mean, you're out. You sleep for a good six, seven, 8 hours straight.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've actually heard people say it. Now, ZQL is actually made. That is something, an over-the-counter thing. Steve, thanks for the call. That's actually an over-the-counter thing that is not a cold medicine.
Thanks, Steve.
ZQL. Yeah.
And that's made by NyQuil?
It's made by Vicks.
I'm writing these down.
Those are kind of weird just because they're sleeping things, and that whole habit-forming thing to me freaks me out.
Yeah.
That I don't need to. I don't want to have to depend on it.
It might help though in a transition, you know. To
yeah,
get
yeah,
me there.
It might
into a routine. I'm going to look into it.
Okay. And then real quickly, I want to mention that he talked about having a fan on. I have a fan on. As I mentioned before, I have a fan at the foot of my bed, and it's on all the time.
I bought one.
It's on all the time.
Yep. I'm going to try that one too.
I can't deal with that. I can't deal with a white noise or anything like that. I know people fall asleep to TV or to the radio. I can't do that.
Well, I just, the reason I like it, one, I do like the white noise. I like the sound of the fan, but I cannot stand being warm. I hate it more than anything in the world being hot. So I like to have the fan blowing on me with the air. That helps me to rest too. Okay, we got a break here and then we'll come back. We got the news. Jot all that stuff down, Vic. And if we get any more, we'll let you know.
Got it. Thank
We're gonna
you.
We're going to jump into the news after this, and then 30 cult movies and the greatest cult movies of all time coming up. Yeah. What the hell is this?
That would be Mariah Carey, right?
Mariah Carey and Boys to Men?
Oh. I love that.
Why are they this? Why would they perform with her?
What do you mean?
I can't stand Mariah Carey.
That was back when she was like the Mariah Carey.
I don't know what that means.
There was a time when you were listening to other things, but everybody else was listening to Mariah Carey.
Really?
Dan nailed
it.
Yep.
Really?
I feel like you should be asking Esmeralda to go on a couple skate listening to that song.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm all for Boys to Men, but Mariah Carey, what?
Those smooth voices joined with that amazing angel voice and made many songs, right? Do they do a whole album?
I think they did another couple.
Why?
Because she was the most popular female artist on the planet for like a year.
All right. That was from the 224 area code. Mariah Carey and Boys to Men.
Do you remember her first song she came out with, Vision of
Love?
Yeah,
that was...
She knocked it out of the park.
That was the only time that I ever kind of could stomach her, was that first album.
She was quite a bit different on it. She was a backup singer before that.
Yeah.
Mm, she's got a voice.
Yeah. I just don't. She's just not my... No. Not my scene at all.
No, I can't picture you at home rocking out the
mic. But I love Boys to Men. I'm a Boys to Men guy. Okay. What are we talking about? Was that the 90s?
Right? 90s?
Boys
right,
to Men?
Yes.
That, when that song came out? Because
it was 95.
So it was past 95. The prime for Boys to Men.
Spent a record 16 weeks atop the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
That song.
That song.
Wow.
That song was number one for 16 weeks.
Mariah Carey is the third best-selling female artist in the United States with 63.5 million albums sold.
No denying.
Wow. Now, here's a question for all the people who are big Mariah Carey fans. Did you see Glitter?
That was on this weekend. I watched part of it, and then I looked up what the story was and just couldn't stop laughing.
It is
pretty silly.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. And that was when she was at her most interesting, because she had that weird meltdown and started taking her clothes off on that...
TRL.
What's that douchebag? What's his name?
TRL.
Don't hate on Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. Come on. Now, wait a minute.
He's innocuous. There's nothing wrong with Carson Daly.
Yeah, I like that show he does now.
Yeah, that like third the show of the NBC lineup at night.
Yeah, it works.
I mean, because it's very little. He's got very little part. He's like, here's a really interesting band, and here's them performing. And that's pretty much it.
But it's better. He can't interview people.
Now, isn't he on the? Is he? He's on the Voice, right?
Yes,
he's the host of the Voice, right?
He's also on the Today Show.
Okay, he's on the Today Show.
That guy.
Good God!
I had the biggest crush on him.
On him?
When he first came out. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh man, I don't know who I work with. I just don't.
Well,
you're all
a
you're
different
all
person in 90s.
You're all strangers to me. I don't know what the hell's going on.
A different person in 1999, right?
That was when the show like was really popular. The TRL thing.
Well, I liked him before that because they used to do a thing called MTV Live.
Wasn't that the same thing?
Well, no, because then they changed it to this TRL thing, and it was the worst.
But it's the same thing, isn't it?
No, it wasn't. The MTV Live was, he kind of was hosting a show, and they had guests, and they would play music.
Yeah, TRL was a countdown.
Right.
Right, the videos, the requested videos.
MTV Live was casual.
Did you guys ever hear the story when I had Tom Green on my show? And he told the story about how the Bum Bum song took over the Total Request Live thing? You guys, have you heard the story? You guys don't remember when...
I mean, I remember the Bum Bum song.
When he did the Bum Bum song, and it was like number one every day on TRL because his fans voted it.
Right, but that happened with everything.
Well, I know, but it pissed off everybody on the show because it was not like Mariah Carey or any of the other crap they were playing. It was actually like this ridiculous song. And once again, in fantastic Tom Green fashion, he overtook that show. For like weeks, it was number one, and it was pissing off all the teenagers who wanted to see, you know, whatever was popular then, like, you know, Britney or any of that crap.
I'm amazed that the executives didn't just
they did.
Cut it.
Here's the story. Okay. Here's the thing. They told Tom Green, you can't do this anymore. You can't do this anymore. And they made him like tape something that wasn't live to retire the song. And so they said it was Total Request Live, but Tom Green told me this on the show, that they made him tape it and said that he couldn't play anything on MTV anymore if this continued.
Wait, so because they started doing that where they would retire songs.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he was the first one.
Well, that was because they, you know, I mean, he took over the show. And it wasn't, I mean, one of the reasons I love Tom Green so much is because I think I just love what he does. But he took over this show, and you could see, like, I was watching it at the time because Tom Green, because the Bum Bum song is a work of genius, and it's absolutely hilarious. And the fact that he was, like, on TRL, you know, promoting it was just not what they wanted. You could see when they would show those kids who were in that studio, they would show the kids, like the audience, they were not pleased at all that this was happening. that this idiot from Canada, this goofball from Canada, with a song about him putting his butt on things, was the number one song every day, taking away attention from Britney and all the other people that they so worshipped. This really weird-looking Canadian goofball. So the executives were like, he can't do this anymore. But he worked for MTV at the time, Tom Green. So I just – that was a great stretch. But that was pretty funny when that – when Tom Green basically hijacked TRL from the teenagers. That was probably the only time I ever watched it. I remember in the 80s they had like a request thing too, because they had to retire – because every day – when I was – because I watched MTV more in the 80s than I did in the 90s. I watched it a little bit in the – but in the 80s is when I watched MTV. And they had like – I don't know if it was – it wasn't Total Request Live, but it was like a request thing where you would pick and the most requested video of the day would get played. And every day – and this is true. You can look this up, Dan. I'm sure there's probably like a story about it. Every day, every single day – and I don't know what the record was or how long it lasted – but the most requested video every single day was Home Sweet Home by The Crew. And it, I'm not kidding you, months, for months, it was the most requested, and they played it every day. They'd be like, well, no surprise. Here it is. It's Home Sweet Home. And I think it was just like a regular request thing, like a Total Request Live thing, but it was whatever VJ was on duty. So it wasn't like they had somebody host it. So one day it was like Nina Blackwood saying, here's Home Sweet Home, or another day would be like, yeah, it's J.J. Jackson, baby, you know. But, like, I think that one holds the record. I think Home Sweet Home holds the record, because in the end, that's all it was. Like, in 1987, every single day, Home Sweet Home was the most requested video.
It said over 3 months it lasted.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Until, according to the Wikipedia, to dial MTV.
That's what it was, dial MTV.
It invoked the unwritten crew rule, dropping videos from eligibility on their request line after 30 days.
That's right. So that's they had to put that into effect because every day the crew fans were calling up and requesting Home Sweet Home. So there you go. The bum song, the bum bum song, genius. And Tom told me that he was like, yeah, it took him like 20 minutes to record the song. It took him like a half a day to make the video. And it sold like a million copies, and it was on Total Request Live every single day. And he was like, what the hell? It's fantastic. So, all right, well, that was Mariah Carey and Boys to Men on Wild Card Wednesday.